Okay, good evening. We will good evening, Avi, the Hermans. Good evening, Jerry. We will begin. There's a lot to talk about tonight with the Chasam Sofer. Both Chasam Sofer as it relates to Parshas Bamidbar, as well as the holiday of Shavuos. Chasam Sofer writes about Parshas Bamidbar, as well as the holiday of Shavuos. Good evening, Mati. Let's take a look at the very first piece. Su'u es Rosh. This is actually one of my favorite ideas. Let me just close the door. Su'u es Rosh is one of my favorite. It is one of my favorite Rambans. A very interesting Ramban where he talks about Su'u es Rosh means to lift up the heads of the Jewish people. Very interesting idea that counting is called lifting up the head. What do you mean that counting is lifting up the head? So the Ramban quotes a Rashi that we don't have in our Rashi. He quotes a Rashi that says, take a look, Ramban, Maisi Medrash, Su'us Rosh, Nesi'us Rosh, Gedula. V'tamal, either, Nesi'us Rosh means when I count you, I'm lifting you up. I'm making you great. I'm telling you how great you are. V'tamal, idach man d'amar, d'darish lay l'ra'a. There's another opinion in the Medrash that counts it as a bad thing. That if you were counted during this counting, it's a very bad thing for you. We're lifting up your head like to chop it off, like an executioner lifts up the head to chop it off. So the Ramban doesn't like that pshat. What do you mean? Hashem's counting us. It shows that he loves us. Ulufi ani asdaiti, I'm on the second line. Ulufi ani asdaiti hakol chad. Both of these explanations are really the same explanation. Deramban kasev delachil ohiskim Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom b'tfilaso b'meraglim zuchus Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov b'shem Adarabba aydeze yischayvu ki avos bachru ba'aretz v'hei mo'asu ba. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened that Hashem should forgive the Jewish people for the sin of the meraglim, he never mentions Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Olam Shalom Yavaro. He doesn't mention Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. You know why? Because if he would mention the zchus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, that would actually make the Jewish people look even worse. Because Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they love the land of Israel. And the Jewish people come back, the spies give a horrible report. You're the children of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and you gave... So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mention Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, because mentioning Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov would actually just make Klal Yisrael look even worse. Wow. So he says, "V'hinei su'as roshu l'nasi'as roshu, ki Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom machshavta v'kavanasa hidbik nishmasam v'gilgulam l'mishpachosam l'ovei savosam hidbik kalechad es nafshu v'nishmasa Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov." By counting them and lifting them up and saying, "Listen, you guys are part of the Jewish people. You come from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov." This was lifting up their head, and because of that, v'aydezek heshachotu b'meraglim nischayvu. So lifting up the head for greatness is actually also lifting up the head to cut off the head. Because by telling them how great they were, that they are connected to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, if you have such great grandparents and great-grandparents, how come you're not great? That actually is worse for you. The fact that you have these great parents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents, so that's actually an indictment. Because if you come from such good stock, how could you be so bad? The lesson the Chasam Sofer is conveying to us is sometimes a person has to look at his parents and look at his grandparents, look at his great-grandparents, look where you came from. You're a part of Am Yisrael. Look at the great Tzadikim, Tamidi Chachamim of Kol Adoros. Who do we come from? We're a link in a special chain. How could we lower ourselves if we come from such special stock? This is lesson number one. Let's continue. Ve'ela shemos ha'anashim. Second paragraph. Tchila mate Ephraim v'achach mate Menashe. When he's counting, right in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, Liruvei, Nelitzor ben Shteyor, L'Shimon, Shlomiel ben Suri Shaddai, L'Yuda, L'vnei Yosef, L'Menashe, right, Le'Ephraim, and then L'Menashe. First Ephraim, then Menashe. When it comes to the Nesi'im, first Ephraim, then Menashe. And when he's counting the flags, Ephraim is first. And in Parshas Maaseh, when they're talking about how they're going to travel, it's Menashe and then Ephraim. So the Chasam Sofer repeats an idea that he says very, very often. Very important idea. We know, what was the difference between Ephraim and Menashe? Ephraim sat and learnt with Yaakov Avinu. Ephraim Yoshev Beveis Medrosh Al Yaakov. Well, Menashe Hoya HaMelitz, right? Menashe was the court interpreter for Yosef. So Menashe was the worldly brother, and Ephraim was the scholarly holy brother. So this is a very, very, very important yisod, that when it came to matters of Ruchnius, Ephraim would always come before Menashe. But when it came to matters of leadership in Gashmius, Menashe would come before Ephraim. I've commented very often, you know, when we bless our children on Friday night, we say to our kids, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim uche Menashe. Not all of our kids are Ephraims. Not all of our kids are meant to be Ephraims. Some of them are meant to be Ephraims. Some of them are meant to be Menashes. Some of them are meant to be in learning and teaching and the rabbinate. But here's the important point. Yiddishkeit places equal value on the child who's an Ephraim and the child who's a Menashe. Equal value. In matters of the spirit, Ephraim comes first. In matters of the worldliness, of making a parnasa, of supporting the Jewish people, being a leadership position, Menashe comes first. I've said many times on the last page of Mesil Sesharim, he writes that a garbage man can be just as frum as a rabbi. A garbage man could get the same chelik and olam haba as the rabbi. Look at it in the last page of Mesil Sesharim, if you don't believe me. Look it up. You're not going to believe your eyes, because the Mesil Sesharim is such a holy, holy book where he talks about the highest madrigas you could get. Zok the Mesil Sesharim, a garbage man, he uses that word. A garbage man could be on the same spiritual madriga as a guy who sits and learns all day long. The same level in Ruchnius. Ephraim comes first in matters of Ruchnius, and Menashe comes first in matters of worldliness. Let's continue. Va'al derech remez, he's talking over here is, why when Hashem counts Klal Yisrael, why when Moshe Rabbeinu counts Klal Yisrael, does he count them both by tribes and by the whole number? There's one number of Gans Klal Yisrael and there's a number by tribes. Like, we can add it up. What do you need both numbers for? Why do you need to count them both by tribes and also by the whole number? Not only that, the Midrashim say that he counted each household also. Moshe Rabbeinu would count each household. So what's the reason for this? Take a look at the third paragraph. Val derech remez, Yesh Loimar, he says, Shakash Baruch Osa Zela Tovas Yisrael. It's important to count each family and each tribe and the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Ki Yesh Zuchus Le'enam Zakoyim Im Chulolim Im Atzadikim She'yogin Zuchus Atzadikim Aleim. Wow. See, it's very important what shul a person goes to daven in, what community he goes to live in. It's very important that there are tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim in that shul. You know why? Because even if you're an Eisvarf and you're a Rasha, but you're davening together with a Talmud Chacham, you're davening with a tzaddik, the zechusim of that tzaddik are going to count for you. They're going to accrue for you. So that's why you count as part of Klal Yisrael, because the tzaddik is going to lift you up. However, you also have Rishayim there in the minyan, so you also have to count yourself separately. So when it comes to the Rishayim, you want to count separately. When it comes to the tzaddikim, you want to be counted with them. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's why we have two counts. We count all of Klal Yisrael so that if there's a tzaddik somewhere, I want to count with the tzaddik. But we also count you separately because if there's a Russia, you don't want to be counted together with the Russia. So it's very important for a person to surround himself with tzaddikim, to surround himself with holy people. Because it's not just like a magical thing. Oh, if I know there's a tzaddik there, What do you mean? So why does the tzaddik count with you? No, the pshat is that if you hang out with tzaddikim, they're going to rub off on you. And you have to separate yourself from the rishayim, because the people who a person keeps his company with have an influence on him. So if you count with the tzaddikim, so you respect the tzaddikim and you talk to tzaddikim and you hang out with tzaddikim, so the merit of the tzaddikim will accrue for you as well. But if you stay away, if you count with the rishayim, so then you're going to get negative from them as well. Oh. So literally, one of my favorite rashis in all of Torah, we learned you're not supposed to say that, right? All of Torah is great. You're not supposed to have a favorite rashi. But one of the rashis that I've tried to live my life based on this rashi is in this week's parsha. What rashi am I talking about? Pasuk says, the Eile told us Aaron u'Moshe. I think it's the beginning of Revi'i, Parshas Bamidbar. What does it say over there? It says, famous Rashi. It's not nice to say that a Rashi is a famous Rashi, because then a guy doesn't know it. He's going to say, how come I don't know the famous Rashi? Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph, the beginning of Revi'i. What does it say? The Eile told us Aaron u'Moshe. These are the children of Aaron Moshe. And it proceeds to only list the children of Aaron. So everybody asks the question, what do you mean? It says these are the children of Aaron Moshe, but it only lists the children of Aaron. So the famous statement of Rashi, and the end of the pasuk is, on the day that Hashem spoke, B'yom Dibar Hashem es Moshe Bahar Sinai. On the day that God spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. Pirish Rashi, B'yom Shedibar Hashem es Moshe Bahar Sinai, Oz Nasu Elo Told Oseim. When did Aaron's kids become Moshe's kids? On the day that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. Why? This Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron's sons, he taught him Torah. And anyone who teaches somebody Torah, it's as if he's given birth to him. Ratzalomar, right? Oz Nasu Eilu told us of, Shalimiri Moim Torah. So anyone who teaches somebody Torah, a Rebbe's like a father. The whole DRS is predicated on this issue. That a Rebbe's supposed to be like a father. There's supposed to be a relationship between a student and a Rebbe similar to a parent and a child. Similar. Venerally, Sharama Zadkan, ki b'nei Aaron hayu toldosav b'torah, v'afal b'shekvar mesu nechshavu kechayim, v'iskirim b'hai parasha. Wow. The Chasam Sofer adds an additional dimension over here. Aaron's children were already dead. At least two of them were already dead. His kids were dead. And yet they're still called Moshe Rabbeinu's children. You know why? Because someone who's a tzaddik, like Nadav and Avihu, who were holy tzaddikim, even when they're dead, they're still called alive. You know why a tzaddik is still called alive even when he's dead? Because if a person spends his whole life doing mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, learning Torah, so all of his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim continue to live after he's gone from the world. The impact that he had, the hashpah, the mitzvahs that he brought to the world, the spiritual growth and the spiritual development that he brought to the world are still living even after he's dead. The people that he positively impacted and influenced, the people he taught Torah to, the people he was a role model to, he's still living. So Aaron's kids were dead, but they're called the kids of Moshe, even though they're no longer there. And listen to what he says. Moshe Rabbeinu's kids weren't so religious. Moshe Rabbeinu's kids weren't so religious, even though they were alive. They weren't really his kids. Look what he says. V'ahepach b'bnei Moshe shayu toldosav mamish. They were still alive. They weren't even mentioned by name, even though they were alive. Because they didn't get to the same Adrega as Aaron's kids. So that by itself is important lesson number one. That a person should pray that his children become more religious than him. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to that in a minute. the mitzvos and the ma'isim tovim of a person remain even after he's not there anymore. So if a person lives a life of mitzvos and ma'isim tovim even after he's not there, it's like he's still, the Gemara says, tzadikim b'misasam kruyim chayim. That tzadikim, even after they're dead, they're still called alive. Okay, that's one lesson. And Nebuch, Moshe Rabbeinu's kids, didn't follow in his way. So even though they were alive, it's like they were dead. It's like they were dead. But Ayum Menorah, listen to this, Rabosa, you're not going to believe this. The Chasam Sofer says, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu's kids did not achieve the Madrega that they could have achieved? Oy, it's scary to think about this. Look at what he says. V'atam b'zeh, ki haya ol Yisrael ha-Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. The burden of leading the Jewish people was on Moshe. Achelo hishkia chalbanov. Whoa. Moshe Rabbeinu was too busy to deal with his own kids, said the Chasam Sofer. He was too busy taking care of everybody else's kids. He didn't have time for his own kids. Whoa. Uksiv ahaya kol mevakesh Hashem yotza el olmo, dimish lo bikesh lo yotza. Ubanav lo ayu me'am mevakshim. Me'atzmam. He was so busy with all the things in the tzibur, he couldn't inspire his own children. He couldn't inspire his own children to want to connect to him. A pachad. And what's the yisod? If you don't give your kids time, they won't want to connect to you. Whoa. Upirish Rashi Pashas Yisro, min hahar el ha'am. He went straight from the mountain to the people. He didn't even go home in the middle. Shalom nifnal beso. El min hahar el ha'am. Vim kain, biyom diber Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. When Moshe got the Torah in Har Sinai, so Aaron's kids became his kids, and his own kids were not his kids. Ubanav lo nasu ke'elu, heim told Osav. Akol garam, what caused this? Yom asher dibar Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. What a pachad for people in chinuch, for people in positions of Jewish leadership. How important it is. It's important for every parent and every grandparent, to set aside time to connect with one's children and grandchildren. Time to connect to them, to inspire them, to show them what means a lot to the parent and to the grandparent, so that hopefully the child should be pulled in that direction. Especially people in a position of leadership. How crucial and important it is to set aside time for their own children and not to go straight from the yeshiva to the shir and the shir to the yeshiva and the shir to the yeshiva and the shul to the yeshiva to the shir to the... What about the home? What about the home? Wow. It takes somebody like the Chasam Sofer to call out Moshe Rabbeinu for such a thing. You and I could never have had the guts to call out Moshe Rabbeinu on such a thing. But the Chasam Sofer says that it was because that Moshe Rabbeinu did not give enough time to his children. That's why they turned out the way they did. A pachad for anybody in leadership. Wow. Od Nira Lomar. A little bit more. Od Nira Lomar. Masha Pirish Rashi, Oz Nasu told Osav, Darei Hoyu Gedolim Bekame In Yonami Moshe V'Aaron. Wow. Remember when Nadav and Avihu were killed, when they brought the Eish Zara, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aaron and he says, Bekrov Ayakadesh. You know, I thought it was going to be either me or you that was going to have to die to sanctify the Mishkan. Now that I see it was Nadav and Avihu, I see that Nadav and Avihu are holier than me and you. Says the Chasam Sofer, who cares that if somebody teaches his friend Torah, it's like he's a parent. It's enough that he taught him Torah, even if he's not like a parent. He did the mitzvah of teaching him Torah. What's the chiddush that he's like a parent? Says the Chasam Sofer, we have an idea when it comes to a parent. Bira mizaka abba. Bira mizaka abba. Look inside. He said, even though Nadav and Avihu were greater than Aaron and Moshe, Nevertheless, it was Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give the Torah. Mipnei Anvisanuso, because he was so humble. Hold on, I mixed up 2 points. Hold on 1 second. We're going to get to Brahmazaka Abba in a second. That's the next piece. Hold on. He says sort of two like almost opposite things over here. He says two almost opposite things over here. Hold on 1 second. I apologize. 1 second. I have to take this call. I apologize. I apologize about that. It looks like my recording is probably going to be stopped. Oh, is the recording still going? Maybe it's still going. Okay, great. At any rate, so he has two pieces here. Od Niraloma, B'masha Pirush Rashi, Oz Nasu Toldosa. The Nadav and Aviyah were greater than Moshe and Aaron, but nevertheless, Hashem still chose Moshe to speak to mouth to mouth. Why did Hashem choose Moshe? Because of his humility. Even though Nadav and Aviyah were greater than Moshe, Chazal unbelievable Chazal, listen to this. Nadav and Aviyah were greater. They were on a higher madriga than Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than them in humility. How do we know this? Nadav and Aviyah refused to get married. You know why they didn't get married? Because there was no girl that was good enough for them. Whoa. Whoa. Amru Chazal Shalom Nasa Nashim Pnei Ramos Ruchem Shamru Ein Shem Isha Kedai Lahem. Oh my gosh. Nadav and Aviyah were so frum, but there was no girl that was good enough for them. Kedeksiv Uvesulosav Why was the Torah given in Har Sinai? Because it was the smallest of all the mountains to show the importance of humility. Talmud Chacham has to be an anav. Okay, so the first piece is, even though Nadav and Aviyah were greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, nevertheless Hashem decided to give the Torah through Moshe because he was humble. And that's why the Torah was given in Har Sinai. It was the lowest of all the mountains. Moshe Rabbeinu be'an v'sanusav emayu behepach m'moshe. Shemeshemachi banim lo hayolhem. Amr chazal shalom nasu nashim. B'pnei ramas rucham. Wow. So that's when they became his children. Even though Nadav and Aviyah were greater, but at Har Sinai we see that really Moshe Rabbeinu was greater. Even though Nadav and Aviyah, they got to a higher madrega, but Hashem still decided to give the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai because Har Sinai was the smallest of all the mountains, so that's when Moshe became greater than them. That's the first piece. But look what he says in the next piece. That's what I was alluding to before. Ela told us Aaron and Moshe, Pirush Rashi, Kol HaMelamed Ben Chaveru Torah. If a person teaches his friend son Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. Nearly balasaper shevach Nadav and Aviyu. Here he says, no, the Torah is coming to teach you how great Nadav and Aviyu were. Because what's so great about the fact that it's as if he gave birth to him? Isn't it enough that he taught him Torah? Why does it have to be a parent? Says the Chasam Sofer, we have an Indian called Barah Mizaka Abba. Sons bring merit to parents. Great sons bring merit to parents. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah to all of the Jewish people. So weren't they all like his kids? Nah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need their merits because he was greater than them. But Nadav and Aviyah were greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe needed their merits because Nadav and Aviyah were greater. So that's why the fact that he taught Nadav and Aviyah, he was like he gave birth to them. Wow. Unbelievable. Because he'd get this idea of Bra Mizaka Abba. What a fascinating deal that the Gemara says, Bra Mizaka Abba, that a parent who has amazing children. First of all, lesson number one I'd like to suggest from this. Lesson number one, every parent should pray that his kids become greater than him. Some parents, it's like they get all bent out of shape. The kid comes back from Eretz Yisrael and he's on fire. And the parents say, whoa, 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 slow down there, Charlie, slow down there. What do you mean slow down? The kid mamish is on fire, you're going to tell him to slow down? Adarabba, Some parents, they get nervous. They get like jealous, or like they're nervous the kid's going to be firmer than them. We shouldn't be upset about that. That's why we raise them. That shows that we're a great parent. So you have over here an idea of Brahm Zaka Abba. If the child is greater than the parent, that's just going to accrue to the merit of the parent. You should be happy with that. It's going to accrue to your merit. Who inspired him and implanted him to get farther than you? You inspired that. You planted that. Don't get all jealous and nervous that the kid is firmer than you are. That's great if the kid wants to be even more. Brahm Zaka Abba. The child's merits accrue to the merit of the parent. Wow. Okay. A little bit more. A couple of pieces left here. Okay. Unbelievable, Gemara. We're moving now over. Well, no. One last piece on Bamidbar and then two more pieces on Bamidbar. We still got a long way to go. Okay, let's try. Here we go. Let's go. Hopefully the voice will hold out. Here we go. Vayisialdu al mishpachoson leveis avosam. So at the very beginning of the parasha, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu tried to figure out which family each child belonged to. Vayisialdu al mishpachoson leveis avosam. Isa biyalkut b'shah shekiblu Yisrael Torah. When the Jewish people got the Torah, niskanu ha'umus olam b'hem. The nations of the world got very jealous. Sasam HaKadosh Baruch Hu's PM, God shut them up. Amalem. Heviu sefer yichusin shelachem. Kishem shebanai mevi'in shenema v'ayis yaldu ha'mishpachosam. Lekach min ha'am barosh ha'sefer hazeh. Achar eila mitzvah shesiva Hashem es Moshe b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. V'yidaber Hashem su'es rosh ayin sham. So the nations of the world were jealous. And they said, why do they get the Torah? We should get the Torah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, what's your yichus? Look at the yichus of this people. You don't have the same yichus as them. That's why they didn't get the Torah. What in the world does that mean? V'yesh l'sboinin. Masha ramza Torah kinezu shel umos b'tchila sefer hazeh. Why does the Torah allude to the jealousy of the nations of the world dafka at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar? V'nira levar d'isa b'shabbos. He quotes a gemara in Shabbos that those of you who study the Daf Yomi will certainly remember a very, very famous gemara around, I think it was around Daf, it was around Daf Pei, like Peiches, Peites, somewhere around there. I think it was the end of Peiches. Amru Mishum Alevi, Kisha'ala Moshe Lamarim, when Moshe went up to the heavens, Amru Malachi Asharis, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the angel said to Hashem, Chem de genuz atam avakish litnan lobas of Adam, how can you give this precious treasure to human, to mankind? Ma enosh kisis kred amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, chazor lahem tshuva. Hashem says to Moshe, answer the angels. Omar, ribon shaloylam, toyre shatanosin li maksivba. Klum beinumos ovde avod azaratem. Klum yesh lachem av o'em. Do you have mothers and fathers that you need kabedis avicha? O yetzahar b'neichem linof. V'lignof di avi yetzahar to commit adultery, you angels. Chazor v'avar omar Hashem adini madjishem chaval aretz. T'na hod chala aretz. With Sarach Beer asks the Chasam Sofer, did the angels not realize that the mitzvahs of the Torah don't apply to them? Isn't that obvious? Why did the angels need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them that they don't have parents, they don't need the Torah for Kabbalah Savicha Vesimecha? Isn't that obvious? Zok the Chasam Sofer Azoy, listen to his pshat. If I'm not mistaken, in my Daf Yomi Shir, I quoted this pshat from the Chasam Sofer, if I'm not mistaken. Check the video, check the audio. Says the Chasam Sofer, no, this is what's going on. Klum lo yodom alochem yatzim tshuva zu she'en misses atar nagabem, ach, yodua. Shekol sefer Torah kula heim serufei shmoysav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rak sheksuva hi ala loshen sheyuchlu lohovin gamkein b'nei odom rotzon habore lekayim mitzvoysav. Oh. Says the Chasam Sofer, there are two Torahs. There is the written Torah. That's the way Torah looks to us on this earth. And then there are the deep, dark mysteries, the Sodos HaTorah, the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are hinted at in the Torah, what's called Pnimius HaTorah, the depths of the Torah. And that's the Torah that the angels understood. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Torah is written in a language that human beings could understand, to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. But all of it is sodos for Shemos HaKadoshim hi. Vihine, he says, Vadai HaMalochim Yodim Hayu, certainly the Malochim knew that the simple pshat of Torah did not belong to them. However, the depths of Torah, the mysteries of Torah, the hidden Torah, the Soidus HaTorah, that belonged to them and not to man. How could you give that to Bas of Adam? So Hashem said to Moshe, answer him. And Moshe Rabbeinu made like he didn't know the Sisrei Torah. And he said, look at the simple pshat of the Torah. It doesn't apply to you. So we need it. How do we know that Torah has all Sisrei Torah? From this book of Bamidbar, like the Ramban writes in his introduction to Bamidbar, there's very few mitzvahs in the whole Sefer Bamidbar. So what's the whole Sefer Bamidbar? He says it's all sodos, it's all mysteries. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu answered him. Look, in this whole parsha, the whole Sefer Bamidbar, there's very little that applies to you malachim. So that's why Lekach Ramza Torah Kinezu B'tchila Sefer Hazeh. This Sefer, where really it's all hidden, that's why the angels and the malachim come to say, this is not shaykh to you. So Moshe Rabbeinu made like he didn't know about the Sisrei Torah. So he said, look, Kibud Avim, that doesn't apply to you. But in reality, the Chasam Sofer stresses that human beings are even greater than malachim, and that's why we got the Torah. That was the answer that he was given. We have the ability to understand the revealed aspect of Torah, and we also, when we learn with depth, and we learn with amkus, and we delve deep, and we think, and we review, and we strive to understand, we can understand both dimensions of Torah, both the revealed and the hidden. That was the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the malachim. You only understand the Sisrei Torah, but we have aspects, we are shaykh to both the Sisrei Torah and the Torah itself. And as we embark upon the holiday of Shavuos, we should do our best to learn and to put our kochos hanefesh in and to work hard to understand not only the revealed aspects of Torah, but the more you learn, even learning the same thing, you delve deeper and you have more understanding and deeper understanding and more, you can get to the Sisrei Torah. Every piece here is mamish gold. I don't know how much time I'm going to have. Zos asulahem v'chiu v'chayu v'lo yamusu. At the very end of the parasha, it says, this is what the Kohanim should do to live and not die. Begishtem as Kodesh HaKadoshim. When they come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Aaron v'vanu yavo, they should cover up all the kalim with covers. V'lo yaro liv v'lo yavo liros kevalas HaKodesh v'mesu. Unbelievable shot. Now, I got to tell you, not this past Shabbos, the Shabbos before that, was the Shabbos after the Meiron tragedy. And I was in shul in the morning at the minyan that I run, the college minyan, and Rabbi Axelrod, the youngest Rebbe Woodmer, came into the minyan, and Imamish quoted this very exact Gemara in Tamid, an amazing, amazing, amazing Gemara in Tamid, and he offered an amazing, amazing shot, which is in certain respects very, very similar to this Chasam Sofer's pshat. Maybe he even quoted in the name of the Chasam Sofer, I don't remember. Zos asulam v'chiu. Look what he says, unbelievable Gemara. This is a collector's item Gemara, unbelievable Gemara in Tamid. Dene isa b'gemara m'seches Tamid. It says in Daf Lamed Beis in Tamid, ma yase adam v'yichya. What should a person do to live? Says the Gemara, yomises atzmo. You should kill yourself. What should you do to live? You should kill yourself. Ma yase v'yomus. What should a person do to die? Yichya es atzmo. He should live. Bizarro al gabe bizarro al gabe bizarro. What in the blazes is going this Gemara? So first I want to tell you Rabbi Axelrod Pshat that he said, and you'll tell me whether the Chasam Sofer is saying the same thing. He said like this, what should a person do to live? You have to have certain principles that you're willing to die for. Your life is not a life worth living unless there are certain things that you're willing to give up your life for. You have to live a principled life, a life that has values, a life that you stand for something. You're not just a shmata that you just go along with everything, everybody. You stand, you have principles. You're willing to put your life on the line for something. You're willing to die for your principles. Like all these poor chayalim that are going out there, and fighting on the front lines right now. These young 18, 19, 20-year-olds. They're happy to serve Klal Yisrael with their lives, to defend Klal Yisrael. They're willing to put their lives on the line. That's a life. That's a life worth living. They're willing to stand for something. What should you do to live? You got to be willing to die for something in order for your life to be a life. And how do you kill yourself? How do you live a dead life? You live a dead life if it's all about living it up. It's all about gashmius. It's all about partying. That's a dead life. A person who lives his life all about living it up for this world, for pleasure, and just living it up and making more money and eating more food and having more pleasure, that's a dead life. So what should you do if you want to die? Live it up. Azai Zakhtar by Axelrod, his point was that even if people live only a short life, if they live the life of principle, of ruchnius, of kedusha, v'tahara, that's a life, that's a life. That's a real life. We don't know how long or short we get on this life. But the life that we have should be lo yamus ki yechyeh v'asaper masekah. Don't live a dead life. You have to live an alive life. A person is only about gashmius. It's a life that's dead. That's what the Gemara in Talmud says. Now let's see what the Chasam Sofer says. Very, very similar. Very similar. Look what he says. Oyvei, we're running out of time. Too much good stuff to say here. Look what he says. Again, Isa Gemara Maseches Tam, Mayas Adam V'Yichya Yomis Satzmo. Mayas Adam V'Yomis Yichya Satzmo. Nero Levar. Dahainu Adam Imrotza Sheyichle La'olam Haba. Oh, that's what it means. If a person wants to live in the next world, Yomis is Atzmo Ba'olam Haza. He should prevent from himself too much Olam Haza Dika Inyanim. Now don't worry, look what he says at the end. Ba'avoydas Hashem. If a person is memayit in his gashmis in this world, he will live a long life in the next world. Like Rabbi Axelrod said, but if he lives it up in this world, so his next world is going to be dead. If you live it up in this world, your next world is going to be dead. Now, says the Chasam Sofer, it doesn't mean that you're not supposed to take part in this world at all. Don't get too nervous. Look what he says. V'hinei lav dafka chesarach l'chomis atzmo b'olam hazeh. It's not like you're not allowed to have any gashmius in this world. No, chas v'shalom, says the Chasam Sofer. That's not what the Gemara means. Sharei m'chuyev lasos kol mitzvah u'mitzvah b'shaita. First of all, we like olam hazeh because we can do mitzvahs in olam hazeh. Adaraba, im ma'anes atzmo yosemidai. If you hold yourself back from too much pleasure in this world, mayel behegdish, it's like stealing. This is what this pasuk means. Vizos asu vichyu. This is what you should do to live velo yamusu and not die. She'ein atem mechuyavim lahamis atzmo ba'olam hazeh. You're not supposed to live a completely ascetic life in this world with zero pleasure. No. Ella, begishtam v'chuli aronavanav yavo v'samo sam ishish alvado saval maso. You have to do whatever you need to do the mitzvahs. V'lo yavo liros kevalei as hakodesh. Da'ayinu shiyem mevalei aguf hektish aguf hakodesh shalo. Don't totally let your body rot. No, you got to eat healthy. Be like Kamenetsky. You got to eat healthy. You got to take care of your body. You don't want to eat like excessive pleasures. No, you got to eat what your body needs to be healthy. Don't like destroy your body so much that you're going to be so after your avodas Hashem that you're not going to take care of your body. No, that's wrong. You got to take care of your body. You got to be healthy. You got to be alive to do mitzvahs. You got to be healthy. So don't totally destroy your physical body because of your ruchnius. You can't totally destroy it. Okay, looks like I only have time for like, oh no, we got, how are we going to do 4 more pieces in 5 minutes, in 4 minutes? 1 minute for each piece. In the first piece, he says like this, the Medrash says, the first of the 10 commandments was, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha lo yilcha lekunechem. See, Hashem is having all the covered for himself. But then, in the fifth one, he says, honor your parents. Once he says, honor your parents, so you see, he didn't want all the honor for himself. Because, hukash kvoidim l'kvod ha-makom. How much honor does a person have to have for his parents? Hukash kvoidim l'kvod ha-makom. Oh, I got to end with this piece. Yeah, this is it. This is the one. This is the one, Rabbi say. You got to do the last two for homework, but this is the piece. This is the winner. This is the take-home piece. Here we go. It's from the Chasam Sofer on Shavuos. His Chidushim on Shavuos come right after the Chidushim on Bamidbar. Look what he says, Rabbi Yisrael. Look what he says. The last piece here. Ba'akrivchem mincha chadasha. La'ashem b'shavuos eichem. He says like this. This is unbelievable. I'm not going to do it justice in 3 minutes. Kasav roikeach. Rashi Tevos, Chadasha Lashem b'Shavuos Eichem, Mincha Chadasha Lashem. It's referring to the Shtei Alechem, the special carbon brought on Shavuos. Chadasha Lashem b'Shavuos Eichem, Osios Cholav. Chadasha Lashem b'Shavuos Eichem is milk. Remez Lecho Macholei Cholav b'Shavuos. Because of Magen Avraham, why do we eat? The Magen Avraham writes, why do we eat milchigs on Shavuos? She sofrim hema kishivas yemei nida v'zava. We count 7 weeks like a nida counts 7 clean days. V'dam nechar v'nasa chalav. We know that the blood becomes the milk, right? Why does a nursing mother not get a period? Because the blood becomes the milk for the nursing. Ayin Shom. It doesn't necessarily mean this biologically, but it means that when you're in Nida, so after 7 weeks of counting a Nida, the blood turns into milk. The milk, the milkings of Shavuos. The 7 weeks of being in Nida, says the Magen Avraham, turns into the milk of eating milkings of Shavuos. What's going on? V'yadua ma'amer chazal shahaya ro'i shi'atzeres shalcha gam kein muvdo nun yom misukis. Shmini Atzeres also should have been 7 weeks away from. In Shmini Atzeres is the 8th day of Sukkot, and Shavuos is the 8th day of Pesach. But Shavuos is 7 weeks away. Shmini Atzeres is on the 7th and the 8th day. Elo mishum shem yimei gishamim. But because if Shmini Atzeres would be 7 weeks later, it would be too rainy. We don't want to be mashriach people to go to Yerushalayim in the rain. The kashal atzirik zel lalos the regav. Amu chazal sof perkam apelos. Mipnei ma nida zayin yamim. Why does a nida have tumah 7 days? Because we want this woman that her husband should be excited to be with her after the 7 days of tumah. So there's a little separation for the excitement. Says the chasim sofer, we're all excited Pesach time, but we get too used to the emotion. We need 7 weeks of nida to get a little distance. So that on Shavuos, we have that excitement to get together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Matan Torah. We're so excited to be together once again with our husband, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because if we're too frequent, if the husband and wife are too close to each other, familiarity breeds contempt. So we need a little nidus, we need a little division, a little separation. That's the mincha chadosh of Shavuos. Look what he says, so beautiful. Look what he says so beautifully. V'imkein, hachanami hare atzeresi ava rabba. Shesamach ima in zayin yom ha-makosha lai predaskin v'ashmini atzeres. Asli suda katana. V'yan shenis alsa ba'ahavim zayin yom ha-mitzum yerogil v'kotz. Alkein, hirchik 50 days. Zayin Shavuos keherchik nida shi'achakach kala chadosha. V'oz dam neka v'nasa cholov. And then the blood will turn into the milk. Al came back krivchem es atzvechem mincha chadosha, ainu kala chadosha. Oz remez cholov. Ki dam necha v'nasa cholov. V'nei pesach zechli tzitzis tzayim hu zichron l'masha ovar. V'chein sukkis l'man yidu dor esechem masha kvar hoya. Listen to what he closes with. Pesach is to remember the past. Sukkis is to remember the past. Avol matan Torah hu yom matan Torah ba'atzmo. Einenu zeche l'masha hoya. Shavuos is not a remembrance of the Matan Torah. Every single year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah again on Shavuos. It's a mincha chadasha. It's a mincha chadasha. It's a new nesinas haTorah. Einenu zeche l'mashaya, ki hi kala chadasha, kishar rishoyna. It's like Hashem, it's like Klal Yisrael becomes the kala of Hashem, a new kala, like the first moment. Wow. Today we're going to accept the Torah again from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like a kala on her wedding day. Yoim chasunaso zemat and Torah. Rabbeisai, we have a tremendous zechus to be makabel the Torah this year again on Shavuos by staying up all night, by putting all our kochos in. It says in many svarim that the more kochos that a person puts into learning Shavuos night, that'll be the simchas haTorah and the ability to be makabel Torah all year long. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have a beautiful Shabbos b'Midbar. We all count prior to Matan Torah. It'll be a great lead into Matan Torah that we'll be able to mekabel the Torah. We should be zocha to see Geulos, Yeshuos, and Nechamas for all Klai. So have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful night.